Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe I'm not selling the excitement of what's happening today, but let's see if this helps.
Y'all ready for this?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
What is time anyway? Is it just the rate at which one rock hurls itself around another rock in space? And if so, why do people call me late for a rock race?
I am done with you, lunatics!
When you wake up in the morning and on time. And you get yourself a looking, and you get yourself a looking, and you're cutting on the corner, see the bus fly by. It's all right, because I'm saved by the bell.
And now.
We nailed it.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, party people. It's a brand new show. It's Thursday morning, the 13th of February.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, Allie?
Morning. Hey.
What's happening, Jensen?
I'm chilling.
Allie, problems yesterday?
Yeah, Kevin. There were problems. So I've talked about my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Street right behind my house, they got a trampoline a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Kids love a trampoline.
You're not against trampolines.
Not against trampolines. Not against kids having fun. What I am against is the son who needs the father's attention and accolades to the point where I want to walk over and go, please pay attention to your kid.
Just say, I see you.
The whole neighborhood can hear, because this is what he's saying, and I'm not kidding, for an hour straight.
Oh.
Daddy, watch me. Daddy, watch this. Daddy, did you see that? Daddy.
Oh, my
daddy,
God, that would drive
me
crazy.
Daddy, it's a lot. But you know what? I didn't know how good I had it.
What? That was good?
I didn't know how good I had it with that poor son that will either wind up being a complete sociopath or just hating women. I don't know what's going to happen.
Why can't daddy just pay attention for a
daddy
second?
Just hug your kid.
For God's
kid.
Sake.
Hey, Kevin,
man.
Don't say daddy.
I'm saying, why can't that kid's daddy?
Just say dad.
All right, dad.
Thanks.
Well, the family has a new purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The family has purchased a drum set.
Oh, no. That's the true nightmare.
No.
Oh, a true nightmare would be, you know, the drum set just being inside the house. A kid plays.
Yeah, you can hear it.
An hour a day. You can still hear it. It's muffled. You hear it.
Yeah.
They put the drum set outside. The drum set is in their backyard. He is playing into air, into space, into my space, the space of all of the neighbors. I did laundry yesterday, and it was around 4 p.m., and I'm in the back of my house where the bedrooms are, because that's where bedrooms are in a house, in the back.
Right.
Their bedrooms are in the back, too.
Mm-hmm.
You would think they would hear that from their bedrooms, but they don't care, because they don't pay attention to their kid. And I hear drumming, and I'm like, okay, that's absurd how loud that is. What is that?
Did you know at first it was the same kid?
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have thought
neighbor?
It was, you know, like a parade in town.
I thought, okay, somebody is setting up to having a band in the backyard. Maybe they're having a birthday party, something. And then I was like, no, that's coming from the house with the trampoline. And then I wish it sounded
like
that.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great?
That would have been great. And then I hear a neighbor yell, oh, for F's sake.
Oh, so other neighbors
are you kidding me? And I'm like, okay, all right, neighbors are on it.
Mm-hmm.
Kept playing. And by playing, just the foot pedal over and over with the random pah, pah.
So not great at the drums.
Oh my gosh.
Mm. Yeah, he didn't just immediately become the greatest drummer of all.
Right.
He wasn't Dave Grohl after 5 minutes.
In the backyard. What is happening with those people that obviously they don't want their kid anywhere near them.
No.
And I get it. The kid's annoying as hell.
Also, but could you pray for rain anymore? Because it'll ruin the set.
I immediately Googled sound laws in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I immediately was like, can you have a drum set in the backyard? Mm-hmm. Not a lot of articles.
No.
Yet. 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 Why? What would possess you to put a drum kit in the backyard?
Honestly, you don't want it in the house because it's too annoying.
Sound-wise, yeah. It's just like, let's get it out of here.
Yeah, it's not thinking about your neighbors. It's thinking about you.
I mean, I'm already not thinking about you regarding the trampoline, so now I'm just doubling down.
Wow.
But honestly, I really don't think... I didn't know people put drum sets outside
I've
at all.
Never
I thought it was
a
pretty much a garage instrument.
In your garage, in your basement, even in your kid's room. Whatever. But the back... yard.
Wow.
I was flabbergasted.
Does he yell daddy,
daddy
while drumming?
Listen to this beat.
Does that happen?
Oh, it's gonna happen. It is truly one of the most insane things when I was like, that's coming from the same house. What happens in that house? I also looked up like different murder laws and
I'm sorry?
What?
You looked up what?
Just laws.
You said different
sound.
Murder laws
sound.
Is what you said.
Sound laws. Laws about sound.
Okay. You said murder.
Yeah.
I mean, what if he gets great? What if he's the next Travis Barker?
I mean, congratulations. And I'll be in the documentary where they're like, what did you think of him growing
up? I want
to
thank the Academy. I want to thank my parents who pushed through and put the drum set outside, even though I had a bitch neighbor who kept yelling at me.
Oh, trust me.
Also, I want to thank everyone who got me my gold medal in trampolining. Also, that bitch woman who lived next door tried to stop that, so...
Listen, I wasn't the one that yelled at him from their backyard.
That must have made you feel good. That was like, okay, we're on the same page here.
Honestly, I was like, God bless you.
Yeah.
I almost made him cookies.
You almost made him cookies for saying...
couldn't determine which house it was, though, that yelled it.
Yeah. I kind of like this. I could fall asleep to this.
That's
no,
not
you
what
couldn't.
You're hearing, first of all.
You couldn't fall asleep to this either.
This is just him testing each drum.
Oh, God, it was miserable.
What if that was step one of the kid starting a band? So he's got the drums.
Oh.
Now they're going to bring out the guitars.
Are they playing
and a microphone.
Outside band.
With amps.
Yeah, outside.
Guys, I literally watched the news for the first time in a very long time so I could see the weather to see if there was a chance of rain coming up. There's not.
But you know what you want. You don't want just normal rain.
I want torrential
you
downpours.
You want surprise torrential downpours.
Oh, good.
Right.
So that they can't bring the set inside.
Oh,
right.
You know what what else you need?
Murder.
A hose.
Oh,
a hose is good. You know what else you need?
Uh-huh.
Trained coyotes.
Trained coyotes?
Rips up the set.
Wow. So, I didn't think about it. I've got a lot
of options.
Googling to do.
Sure.
How do I get me one of them there trained cows?
We'll take care of it for you. That's one of the things we do here.
Yeah, we look into that. Yeah.
Thank you. You guys, he has a freaking drum set in the backyard.
That's crazy.
Too much.
It's bonkers.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Is this a scam?
That's a good question.
Mm.
Dr. Drew's on the show today.
Okay.
Like we do on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Omar has a timeshare nightmare story. Remember we were talking about fights. You got in silly fights.
Mm-hmm.
Omar almost got in a silly fight with a timeshare guy.
Wow. Why is he talking to a timeshare guy, first of all?
He'll have to tell you.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't suffer that either. There's no way I can do that.
No.
What's up with Florida on the show today?
Sure.
We're going to take your calls of bad Valentine's Day gifts because tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So this is a service that we offer so that you can know, maybe I shouldn't use that as my Valentine's Day gift.
Right. No to the iron, yes to the handbag.
Correct. Okay. That's our slogan that's going to be on the poster for today's show.
Also, who calls it a handbag?
I thought that's what you're supposed to say. I thought that was like, I was going to say purse, but then...
Purse, absolutely.
What?
I thought handbag. See, we both think...
No, handbag. What are you talking about, purse?
Easy pocketbook.
I've been mocked for saying purse.
Me too.
Purse?
Yes.
Really?
People are like, purse? What are you, from the 40s?
Yes.
And then I go, handbag. I swear, more than once.
Really?
Yeah. Look at you.
It's tough out here for a white guy.
Exactly.
Wow.
Do you go to the women meetings that we go to?
I don't.
See,
I'm too busy listening to my neighbor drum.
Plus, we have your tickets for the 1975 at the Forum on May 7th or Five Point Amphitheater on May 8th, and you qualify to see them again in Madrid, Spain. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock.
And Ali is here with our first look at what's happening.
People love Rick Moranis.
Yes.
people were losing their minds yesterday when it was announced by Deadline, who said they had the exclusive, that he has closed a deal to return to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel, Shrunk.
Yay!
Of course, as star of Ghostbusters, the Flintstones, Spaceballs, Little Shop of Horrors, he stepped away from acting for a couple decades after his wife
passed away.
But stayed doing voice work for a bunch of different shows, a lot of Disney shows too. But basically was just gone. And he was asked to be in the Ghostbusters reboot that is coming back. And he's like, eh, no.
Not feeling that?
I don't want to do that. He said, why would I do one day of work for a movie I did 30 years ago? Well, he's back for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel, Shrunk.
Y'all know about the agoraphobic cowboy?
Huh?
I'm sorry?
Do y'all know about the agoraphobic cowboy?
No.
Rick Moranis, for many years, has been releasing country western albums.
No.
Yes.
That's his name? Agoraphobic cowboy?
Yeah, that's kind of what he goes by, but it's Rick Moranis.
Country music?
Yes.
Huh.
Singing?
It's. I mean, we might have to pull it for an...
yeah, we might.
What's he sings?
Later. Yeah. Yes. He's pretty good. He when he was retired, a lot of people thought he was like trying to get off the ground with this country western.
Are you telling the truth right now?
I really am.
I cannot tell if he's telling the
truth. Unless it does seem like
we're bring up Rick Moranis, Agoraphobic Cowboy? Thank you. We'll have it by the end of this one, hopefully.
All right. Well, here's what the movie is going to center on. A character played by Josh Gad, who's the son of Moranis' character, Wayne Szalinski.
Mm-hmm.
And he's aspiring to be a great scientist, just like his dad, but... Guys, he accidentally shrinks the kids.
No, he doesn't. What are the chances?
Yes! Yes!
Crazy coincidence.
There will be shenanigans and such. By the way, the 1989 movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids spawned, of course, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid.
Right.
And the direct-to-video Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Sure.
The first two movies collectively made $281 million at the global box office.
Which back then,
89 and after?
Wow.
I think we have it for you.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here it is.
Let's hear it.
So this is Rick Moranis, his country career, the Agoraphobic Cowboy.
Yeah. Band name or song name?
I don't know this song.
I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere.
Oh, this is I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear.
This is Rick Moranis?
Yeah.
Air, man. I never go nowhere.
You surprised it didn't go anywhere?
No, upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, fill a fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, rug, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, wall, junk, beer, can't wear, then speed dial order.
This is my That's My Jam pick this week.
I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man.
He's agoraphobic. Yeah,
he's not going anywhere.
Right.
I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt, Drudge, J. Crew, B, and N.
I gotta tell you, I love it.
I'm not mad.
Email, pop-up, Gmail, shower,
kind of a bop.
Wow. Released in 2005.
I sort of love that.
That is something I didn't see coming.
Right?
Yeah.
This morning when you woke up, you didn't know you were going
to... Rick Moranis' country western career.
Wow.
How about that?
Well... I mean, will he sing in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel, Shrunk?
Sure hope so.
I hope so as well.
Question.
Yes.
Do you think that was nominated for a Grammy?
No.
No, it had to have been, or you wouldn't ask.
It was nominated for a Grammy.
It was nominated
under
for
what?
A Grammy.
Under Best Country Music.
No.
Country Western Singer,
no.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was big. Here's Grammy-nominated country singer Rick Moranis, the Agoraphobic Cowboy, here on K-Rock.
I work all day to pay the rent before the money's earned. Well, it's all been allocated.
What?
I got nothing on my plate, but I wish that I were fat. 9 more gallons and I'll have me a hat.
Come on.
He's a pro.
I don't hate it.
He's tired. I hope my boss.
This is Rick Moranis.
Doesn't get me laid off. It's hard to pull an empty load, even if you're stuck. 17 more wheels, and I'll have me a truck.
Nice. Okay.
He
also released an album of love songs, which I have never heard, called My Mother's Brisket and Other Love Songs. Rick Moranis has been busy.
What is happening? Who knew?
He left acting
to sing
for this, and I say kudos, sir.
Yeah, maybe kudos. We should have kept him in music.
I don't hate it.
No, me neither.
What's up with that?
Yeah, who knew?
This is huge news. Do you think the people at Ghostbusters are like, come on, man, you can't come back for us, but you're doing 9 more gallons and I'll get me a hat?
I mean,
8 more gallons, whatever it was. What is a 9-gallon hat?
So 10-gallon, I think, yeah.
10?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 9.
So 10-gallon hat.
I found My Mother's Brisket and
Thank
Other
you.
Love Songs.
Thank
let's
you.
Hear it.
The smell first hits me from 5 blocks away. It's Friday and I can't stay away.
I can't see him singing
the
that.
Blue Jays are playing, but I won't lightly risk it. I'm here brisket. With a plan to binge on her brisket.
That sounds good.
Oh,
dirty.
That's sexy.
Yeah. Just sounds
my
gross.
Mother's brisket. So moist and tender.
Okay. All right, Rick.
Always sends me. On another Shabbos bender.
Oh, it's real Jewish, yeah.
I'm lying.
The onions and carrots look nice. I don't need them and potatoes, no dice.
Rick Moranis, man.
There are only 2 things that suffice. My mother and her brisket.
Pretty great.
Wow. If you're looking for a great romantic song for tomorrow, that's it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, it's Rick Moranis.
And then you serve brisket? Good Lord, you're getting nailed. What?
Yeah.
Wow, we tackled a lot.
Deep dive.
Didn't know we were going to do all that.
Deep excellent dive. Work, guys. coming up, other stories, like who paid $165 million for a house?
You mean the stories that you had planned for this?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Who cares?
Yeah, okay, good.
Rick Moranis. Happy birthday, Henry Rollins, Peter Gabriel, and Jerry Springer, and that's what's happening.
It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
Most of our people are done stories come from Florida.
Yeah.
Most of our animal stories come from Florida. Mm-hmm.
We really do have to check with each other in the future as to your people are dumb stories and my Florida stories, because they're very similar.
Correct.
But now we have to figure out, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you? Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? Let's all find out what.
You guys ever been mad at your parents and were so angry that you could do anything to make them mad as a kid?
Probably.
I was a joy. And
were you?
My parents were wonderful.
I'm not positive I was a joy.
I would love to ask them directly.
I can almost guarantee Kevin was not so much the joy.
Well,
no.
Were you ever mad enough to inflict $500,000 worth of damage to their house?
No way.
Well,
house wasn't worth that much.
Let me introduce you to Jeffrey Liebman. He lived with his father, Dennis, on a lakefront house in Naples, Florida. The father and son purchased the house together in 2017, but since have fallen into numerous lawsuits against each other as the father is trying to get him to sell the house and split, you know, split the profits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get rid
so,
of it.
So, yeah, a judge just this week, his decision was for the father. You got to sell this house. You guys got to split it up. So Jeffrey did what any normal level-headed Florida resident would do. He damaged the house over 2 weeks by using pink, blue, and yellow paint to completely cover the house. Like it's holding like an LSD rave on a weekend.
Oh,
it's a Technicolor dream of a house now. We have posted the picture on @KevinMornings on Instagram and Twitter. You could see why neighbors are freaking out about his action of spite. The trees, the mailbox, the grass, all of it painted day glow.
Palm tree.
Yeah, everything. He has names written on all over it. It is very cool. Here's a neighbor seeing it for the first time.
Obviously has a drug issue or something going on because I've just never seen anything like this in my life.
Yeah, no S.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one's seen anything like it. So now the police say he no longer lives in the house and they're figuring out what legally can be done with the damage. But honestly, I kind of think the house is dope.
No, you don't. you're not going to buy that house.
I would have. I mean, it's better than having a drum set or a trampoline outside.
Amen.
Now, we've all been in the position where we flag down a cop at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see something bad happening. I mean, we want to snitch, or obviously we have a question for a cop.
I don't snitch, man. I'm not a narc.
No.
Neither of you guys?
If there's an accident, you flag down.
Okay, I was kidding. kidding. I clearly don't snitch. Whether we want to clue them in on something, it's just that's what we do. Well, maybe Juan Zamora's current situation will stop you from ever doing that again. Juan was driving near Ocala, Florida, when he flashed his headlights at a sheriff's deputy car in hopes that that person would pull over and help him with directions to an auto parts place because his car was breaking down.
Okay.
That seems like a normal, hey, help me out here. Where's an auto?
The flashing your brights isn't good, right?
I mean, it's still, you need help and a cop's supposed to do it. So the cop was nice enough to pull over and help out. And give him the directions. But while he was doing that, he noticed that the driver had bloodshot and watery eyes and was having trouble with his coordination. So Zamora admitted quickly, hey, listen, I had two shots of bourbon earlier in the day, but whatever, you know, where's this auto parts place? And so with that, the sheriff got him out of the car, watched him fail a sobriety test, and then found a small bag of cocaine in his shirt pocket and a bottle of whiskey in the passenger seat.
Wow.
He initially declined the breathalyzer, saying, I pulled you over. You didn't pull me over. Which is a great quote. And then he blew a .137. He's still in court today awaiting trial. So next time you want to ask someone for directions, maybe don't do it after partying all day.
Good tip.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Now, we don't like going to the dentist, but that doesn't mean you can threaten yours if things don't go your way.
Threaten your dentist?
Well, in Florida, those rules don't apply. You see, 66-year-old Clearwater resident Bruce G. Clark was having a pair of dentures made for his somewhat dismal mouth situation, and he was told to pick them up in 7 days. So he waited patiently at his house, I'm assuming with just gums.
Oh.
And he sent his sister into the office to pick them up. You know, just an errand. Yeah. Pick up my teeth, please. To her dismay, she was told to order to get them home. She had to actually be with the patient that needed the fake teeth.
So, well, probably to fit them, make sure that they worked right.
Well, she became angry at that policy. She quickly got her brother on the phone to vouch for her. And when that wasn't enough, well, Clark really drilled home his feelings, becoming belligerent and using foul language, eventually saying, I ought to come down there and shoot all you mother effers.
Wow.
What the hell? The dude needs teeth.
He does. He may have said it like this. I ought to come down there and shoot up all you mother... I don't know how you would do it with no teeth. The receptionist then said the statement made her and the rest of the office constantly fearful. They were always looking out their window, so they called the cops. As a result, at the end of the week, Clark was booked on a charge of making threats of violence with a firearm, and his bail was set at $10,000.
Wow.
Also, still hasn't picked up his dentures.
I mean, in jail, no teeth.
I was going to say, kind of a hit in jail, right?
Hello.
If you thought that was bad luck, wait till you hear about Florida man Kaiser Pontoon.
Kaiser Permanente?
Kaiser Pontoon, who in addition to sounding like a badass saloon owner, has what you would call maybe a bad history with the law.
Well, a Florida man was arrested for the 66th time.
What?
66 times.
How is that possible?
Oh, no. You know what they say, 81 strikes and your whole team is out. let's hear more about this repeat offender who has to be, what, like in his 70s?
28 years old, Kaiser Pontoon has been arrested more than 5 dozen times.
You'll sometimes see people who have 40 or 50 arrests, and it sounds like, oh my God, how could someone get arrested 40 or 50 times?
Cases upon cases, and Pontoon has seemed to continue making an appearance on inmate logs.
What the
Drugs,
hell?
Drugs, fleeing police, fraud, aggravated assault, grand theft, leading officers on a chase, failing to appear. These are all just some of the charges.
Wow.
And sadly, in Florida, that's not unique. They haven't been able for any of these charges to stick to Pontoon. He's continually being let out, only to again commit a crime.
Well, they have that 67 strikes law.
I mean, obviously.
It's really working well.
And I guess also, maybe he's going for like the Cal Ripken number of 2,632.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice. Anyway, Kaiser Pontoon.
Kaiser Permanente.
Divorce is never easy for either party, and some people look for support from family, friends, professionals, and in Florida, 911.
Oh.
Yes, Largo resident Sylvia Shoemaker texted 911 to ask for divorce advice and is now facing a charge of misusing the emergency system. She had called police with a complaint about her husband, a normal one, but when they arrived, it was non-criminal, so they left. Then, out of the blue, she started texting 911 dispatchers over 6 times from her personal cell phone asking for a counselor or just maybe some help filing her divorce. She persisted.
Can you help me with some paperwork? really?
911 constantly texted back, we're not for this. We don't do this. And she didn't care. So it seemed like officers weren't able to give her legal advice. She wasn't taking no for an answer. So they showed up. She was highly intoxicated. And now she's in jail. Just like that.
Yeah.
I've been texting 911 for Fortnite tips, and they don't respond at all.
I didn't know you could text 911.
It is a new service in many states.
All right. Didn't know that.
But you obviously knew Florida would be first.
Of course, yeah.
They're crazy. And that's what's up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
K-Rock.
LA and OC's alternative rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We always talk to Dr. Drew on Thursdays. He had to go a little earlier than normal, so we've got him now. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm dealing with L.A. traffic, which always makes me super happy.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's so happy when they are in traffic.
It's the best time to talk to people.
Love it.
It's the best, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. How did this topic come up that we were talking about when is the right age?
Christine was having a conversation with her friends about kids that said, had some questions really about sex.
When do you have the talk?
When do you have the birds and the bees talk with your kids? And we discussed in the room that none of us had the talk with our parents. None of them.
Our parents already knew though, Allie.
Well, no. I mean, our parents never told us about the birds and the bees. And I was thinking about it. And what is the right time? I would usually say like 12 or 13, but now it seems like that's too late.
That's the age that we, growing up, Allie, I think were put in a sex ed class.
Well, not me. I went to Catholic school, so it was ninth grade.
Hold on one second.
Something
hold
very
on one
terrifying.
Second. One second.
A warning, some of what you're about to see and hear is explicit.
Okay. Thank you.
And then also, I have a warning as well.
I am Kim Kardashian.
That's a weird warning, Drew. So, Drew, as a doctor, is there an age where you're supposed to talk to your kids?
Well, first of all, it's so reassuring to know that everyone heard the message that I gave on Loveline at least once a week. So thank
you. Viewer discretion advised.
He's talking.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. I'm just saying, it's so nice to know that everyone listens so carefully to me on Loveline because at least once a week for 30 years, I talked about this, but evidently nobody heard me. I am not a fan of the talk.
You're not?
There should not be a talk.
You only
freak kids out and traumatize everybody and do something that you think you need to do, not necessarily keeping it on the level of the kid. So here's, and now by the way, you guys talking about when you should begin discussing it, you're right. It needs to be early because the average age of porn exposure now is age 11.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the internet made a big change in that.
It didn't make a big change.
All right. Hey, Dr. Drew, we're going to have to call you back.
That might be, that's just his phone. That's just like,
I know, but it's not working.
You there, Drew?
Okay, we're going to have to call him back.
Drew. I mean, Muggs is in here. Muggs, you recently...
Muggs is as good as Drew?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
I am a
doctor,
Dr. Muggs.
As you know. Muggs, you run into the situation yourself with your daughter?
Yeah, not quite the talk, but my daughter is going to be 4, mm-hmm. and I...
That's too young. Can I just...
that might be too
Can
young.
I just cut that one off?
Well, yeah. Nope. I crumpled as a father the other day because she looked at me and she asked me what a certain area of her body was called.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And my response as a terrible father was, I don't know.
Oh,
why would you say I don't know?
I crumpled. I just didn't.
The answer is ask your mom.
Yeah,
no, that's the answer.
Of course it is. Either because she would need to know these things in case someone tries to touch her there, or in case it comes up at school. Like those are important aspects.
Yeah. I think,
Doctor, you probably didn't hear that. Are you back?
I'm back. It's the glory. The traffic just stopped right where there was no reception.
Oh, okay. Well, so Muggs just told us that his daughter asked what that part of her body was, and he said...
His daughter's 4.
And I responded, I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Wow. So I crumpled.
Wow.
I crumpled as a father, Dr. Drew. I crumpled.
Well, that's common, so don't worry about that. That's going to happen more than a few times. But to this exact point, this is exactly how it should go, which is you should be encouraging kids to come to you for difficult questions. So you should just give them the opportunity. Start when she's 4 years old. Understand how your body works. If you ever have any questions about boys, girls, gender, anything, just ask me. I'm happy to answer. And keep reassuring that. And when they come to you, and they will, just answer the question matter-of-factly. That is your fill-in-the-blank. That is where babies come in. However you want to do it, and keep it at age-specific. Do not launch into a plumbing lesson.
Okay.
That is for
do
you,
not launch
not
into
child.
A plumbing lesson. Okay.
Do not. Just keep going. Did that answer your question? Do you have more questions?
Drew,
would you like me to go on?
True. What if your children never do ask
good
you questions?
Question from the Catholic school graduate.
Who, by the way, watched The Miracle of Life in ninth grade and was shocked that babies came out of your vagina.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
She's exaggerating. It was actually first year college.
It might have been. But what if kids don't feel comfortable asking their parents?
Believe me, the world presents you opportunities, right? There's just so much raining down on us in the media. That's why I don't object to some of the explicit stuff in media, because if you're watching it with kids, you can go, does that make sense to you? Do you have any questions about that? You can initiate, and trust me, they always ask. They always ask. It might be gentle, and the key is, again, just answer the question. Keep it on their level. Ask if they want more. Tell them to come back when they have other questions. That's it. Now, if by the time they're Allie's age, they haven't figured it out yet, you might want to have a little conversation with them.
I see.
So next time my daughter asks me, Drew, what that is called, I could say, that's your no-no zone.
Well, you can do it.
All right.
Whatever you're...
So let's talk about nicknames. Are nicknames good?
Nicknames are fine, but I would still urge anatomical specificity, because this is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can call it whatever your family does. That's
because
all good.
She will reach a point where it is no longer a no-no zone. And if she's still calling it that, we're going to have some issues.
Oh, she can be calling that for quite a long time, Allie. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, you send her to Andy Alley. Send her to Andy Alley for more information.
No one wants that.
That's bad advice. All right, Dr. Drew, we appreciate your time. As usual, you can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com, and check out Dr. Drew's Daily Dose on Facebook, Periscope, Twitch, or wherever you stream. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Doc.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock, K-Rock.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take some call. What?
Was this in the news?
It was in the news, yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, mm-hmm. February 14th.
Whatever.
We're going to take your calls on this topic because we want people to get some help today. We're going to take your calls on bad gifts that you got for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and this should be like a warning to you if you're last-minute shopping.
Yeah.
These are terrible examples of what you could do at the last minute for your loved one.
There are a lot of lists online. One of them is cheap flowers that you buy on the corner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because those die possibly before you get them home.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
Right. That's about it.
I got to stand up for this. It's not a good gift, and I think people do it all the time, and I'm angry about it. Don't go to Build-A-Bear if you're an adult.
I mean,
don't do it.
Here's the thing.
Well, wait a minute. You know your significant other well enough to know if they're going to enjoy it.
I don't think it's good,
no matter what.
If you are going away for a long time, whether it's prison, the military, or maybe you just have a job that's taking you far away, and you go to Build-A-Bear and you do one of those things where you can have your voice in there and put it in, totally acceptable.
Yeah, it's not creepy to have your voice coming from a teddy bear. Totally.
I mean, you're
don't cheat on me while I'm gone. That's what it says.
I hope you miss me terribly.
That actually would be very funny.
I'm stuck in this bear.
See? Again, very funny.
My spirit is inside this bear. I did a weird switch thing from like those movies.
Help me. It just keeps saying over and over.
You just turned it around.
Okay.
That is a great gift.
All right.
Gift
get
now.
Your loved one a Build-A-Bear. You're right.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067. Bad gifts that you received in the past or given in the past. I think useful things is always bad. Like jumper cables. Yeah. I found this on online, jumper cables.
Yeah. Why?
Because she didn't have jumper cables.
Okay.
And it's important. She wants to be safe.
Anything you can get any time of the year as just something like a throwaway gift, like jumper cables, don't do for Valentine's Day.
So you're saying that's bad?
It's bad.
Any hygiene products. Because you're giving someone a message, even if you don't think you are. Like, hey, I got you that deodorant you like. And then immediately you're like, oh, I smell like S.
Like a gym membership.
Ooh, gym membership. Don't do that either.
That's the worst.
That's not good.
Yeah, no. That's just basically saying you're fat.
Yeah.
That's not good.
And then also, I feel like in most cases in my entire life, when you're getting someone clothing, pick the lower size.
Always.
If you're
pick,
in between
yeah.
two or even yeah. think they're a large, get a medium.
Oh,
even
really?
If it doesn't fit them,
let
they're
them
going to be
it.
Happier to return it than if you got them an extra large.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Let them return it.
Yeah.
Let them deal with it because you'd rather face that than getting them an extra large and they're a small.
Jensen, you've learned.
I know
well
my stuff. I know my stuff.
Yeah.
Another one online was a toilet seat. Somebody got a toilet seat for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
Was it like one that warmed up or something cool?
Just replaced a broken one.
So you had a broken toilet seat in your house and you decided Valentine's Day was when you'd fix it.
And we're just suggesting maybe don't make that your Valentine's Day gift.
No.
Maybe stay away from that a little bit. Anything iron?
Oh, yeah.
House, broom?
House related
house cleaning?
Yeah.
Really stay away from that.
Unless
stuff.
You're in the 50s. And you time travel to the 1950s, go ahead and do it.
Oh, that would be lovely.
But anything else, stay away from kitchen.
So you're saying if I went back to the 1950s, I could give her a broom?
Yeah, I mean, and she'd probably be like, thank you. I'm a lower class. And then you could walk away and be like, spit and watch football or something.
However, I will say this. If you've been looking at, you know, a fridge, like a high ticket item, new dishwasher, that type of thing.
Yes.
I wouldn't hate having a brand new fridge with a huge red bow on it.
Really?
And then a gym membership inside.
Yeah. But I'd like to suggest maybe you just get that
anyway
because you need it.
Randomly on a Tuesday.
Don't make it your Valentine's Day gift.
I've told you before what my wife's, what her dream gift is from me. Like this year we're very easy to shop for because it's mostly shoes. We both got each other shoes this year. But she would freak out. It would be her dream if I got her cemetery plots.
That's not true.
I swear my
that
life.
That isn't true. That's one of the ones on my list of horrible ones.
I swear she
that's
would,
not true.
She would love it.
What?
Kevin?
What?
These are people that went to see a stop sign
that's
on a
true.
Date.
Right.
Let's not discount what he's saying.
Right. She would, it would be her dream.
It wouldn't, what?
She has plots like in, like on lock, basically, like she's waiting to pay for them.
But that's not a Valentine's Day gift.
It's so romantic.
It isn't.
You're buried together.
It's like, hey, die here.
Right. Unless, like, is she planning something?
Right.
Well, I mean, I didn't ask that. I didn't get
I
that
think
far.
Maybe you don't want to ask that.
Okay. But I think it's a nice thing. I'm
going to go on record and say that's a terrible idea. However, you do know your wife better than I do, so maybe?
I mean, listen, land is limited here in L.A. Got to get in there now. Everything's becoming a mall or a condo.
I'm going to say let's not do that.
Okay. Wow.
Let's go to Carla, and then we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Bad Valentine's Day gifts that you got or gave. Carla in Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what did you get?
Hi. My worst gift was a pair of rollerblades. I knew at that point, oh, my God, it's over.
Oh
he wants
God.
To see me break my neck.
How long ago was this, Carla?
This is probably 20 years ago.
Okay, good.
Thank
at least
God.
It was on
I
trend.
I thought it was recent, Carla.
Yeah, it was on
okay,
trend.
Okay, thank God.
Did you ever use them, Carla?
Oh, no. Well, no, I tried once, but I was like, oh, no, this is definitely not a good thing. I'm used to four wheels.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask him why? Why did he give you that?
No, I was like, oh, no.
That was
no.
a sign you needed.
You just peaced out?
This is a bad joke. This is a real bad joke.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
That's not what you want.
Her first response was, he wants me to break my neck.
He wants me to break my neck. What if he did?
Then you get matching plots next to each other.
It all works together.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next.
The world famous K-Rock. Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
We're talking about bad Valentine's Day gifts so that you can kind of get a heads up so that you don't do this tomorrow. And Joanna is on the line from Costa Mesa. Good morning, Joanna.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
So my husband and I, well, we were dating just, you know, it was the very beginning stages of our dating.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, hey, babe, I ordered you something. I'm like excited to give it to you. And so I started thinking, oh, my gosh, jewelry, a clothes, concert tickets. Like my mind was going crazy, so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And when it came, he gave it to me and he opened it and it was Proactiv, the acne treatment.
Hey, wait, he gave you acne medicine?
Yes. And yes.
Did you want it?
Like, no, he had mentioned, or I had mentioned, he said, well, you mentioned that, you know, you were upset with like, you were breaking out. So I think he thought he was like saving the day and giving me something that I wanted and needed, but it was,
oh my God.
Seriously, like tears. Like I was like, oh, thing. I mean, we were barely dating. This was the first gift he ever
And you went on to marry him?
Yes!
You're a crazy person, Joanna.
The worst.
I know, right?
Here's what I would suggest. If you really, if you're asking for that and you want that, give it to them, but not at, don't make it your Valentine's Day gift.
Different time.
No.
Just any other time.
Not a gift.
Give it at Christmas, right? That's what we're saying.
I don't think you ever give it to anyone, ever, no matter what.
It was also weird. Yeah, it was also weird that on the card it said, Happy Valentine's Day, pizza face. Seems like a mean thing to say.
Oh, no.
All right, thank you for the call, Joanna. Diana, you hold on. She got a thermos. How exciting. Valentine's Day bad gifts. Mm-hmm. Board up, Power 106 board up Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Got what?
I got a backpack.
A backpack?
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
Going on a big backpacking trip?
I don't know. He was just like, I thought you needed it.
It was.
So, oh.
So he just gave you a backpack? That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Nothing in it worth talking about.
No, not really. But we all know he's not really good at gifts, so.
Right. Sweet. This is the second story.
Wow. This is why she sneaks McDonald's.
Right?
This is why he had to leave. She was like, you should sign up for the military.
Let's go to...
go to war.
Let's go to Karen and Duarte. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What did you get for Valentine's Day?
I got an auto club card.
AAA?
Yeah.
I mean, it's useful.
And you know what? It was embarrassing. It was one of our first years. And everybody's all, oh, what did he get you for Valentine's Day? I'm all... an auto club card. And I was really, really irritated. And then I used it about four times and I went, well, this was the best gift.
it's great.
Practical. But here's what, but again, I'd like to suggest just give the AAA card some other time. Don't make it your Valentine's
or
Day gift.
Or with something else.
Or with something else, sure.
Something romantic and something practical. That's a nice combo.
Yeah, AAA and then a car.
And then a new car, right, exactly. Thank you, Karen, for the call.
Also, it should be noted, these are all women calling.
Sure are.
And we knew that was going to happen, right?
Yeah, probably.
We knew that.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Anna in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning. I got a baseball glove.
I'm sorry?
Wait, are you a huge baseball fan?
No. I don't like baseball. I find it really boring, actually.
Anna, did he at least say something like, I got it for you because you're such a catch?
Oh, that's
no,
so... That would make
I mean, I was thinking like, maybe we're going to a Dodger game or something because he's a Dodger fan.
Well, that makes sense.
So, but, no, it was just the glove.
That was it.
It was just the mitt. That is so weird.
Are you still with him?
Yes, I'm still with him. We just, don't tell him. I think it's May. This May will be 11 years.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. But,
wait, question. Have you guys played catch? Have you used the glove?
We used it, I think, twice.
Hmm.
Like, he brought out an old baseball that he had, and he goes, hey, where's your glove? And it was still brand new, shiny.
Never used. Has, like, crinkles in it.
All right, so baseball glove for a girl that doesn't like baseball.
Yeah, that's out.
It's odd, yeah. Odd choice.
Not a great gift. No. All right,
so
thank you for the call, Anna. We appreciate that. Let's go to Diana in Glendora. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
What did you get for Valentine's Day?
Well, I want to preface this and say I love my husband to death. Mm-hmm. And we actually got married in June, so this is our first Valentine's Day together.
Okay.
And we exchanged gifts early. We're going with a couple of friends to Seattle tomorrow. And I opened my gift, and it was one of those Yeti thermoses.
A Yeti thermos.
I mean, it's a great thermos, but
it is a good
my God.
That is a strong thermos.
No!
What did you get him, Diana?
I was like, what is it? I got him, and I think this is pretty cool. I got him like a cocktail mixing set because he really likes like Bloody Marys and martinis. So I got him a nice cocktail mixing set.
You guys had a liquid theme.
Yeah, a lot of liquids in your home.
Yeah. I looked at the thermos, and I was like, what is this? And I straight up, I was like, can you return this? I'm never going to use it.
You said, can you return this?
Yes, I did. I was like, what? I don't understand.
And you're still with him.
He got it for me.
And you're still with him.
I'm married to him. This is our first Valentine's Day together.
Oh, the first one?
Wow.
No. Bad precedent.
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, hey, Diana, call us back tomorrow, Monday, and let us know what he gave you this year. See if he can step it up. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Stephanie.
Hi. Good morning.
In Chatsworth. Good morning, Stephanie.
Okay. So I was with this guy for a couple years, and the very first year,
He gave me workout equipment.
Oh, no.
An exercise ball and weights. So I was like, okay, that's not great.
All right, wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up, though. Did you say you need exercise equipment?
Well, I mean, we used to work out together a lot. Okay. I know he was trying to be nice.
Okay, so he's trying.
It's still an innuendo.
It's still a miss, yeah.
Okay, so then the second year, I'm thinking, like, he's going to step it up a little bit. We've been dating a year. He knows me a little bit better. And he bought me, I'm a big Raiders fan, so he bought me Raiders gear, but it was, like, from the gas station down the street.
Yes. Yes. Purchased on the 14th, I guarantee.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'd already seen it for weeks, and I was like, are you serious? It was like gloves, like gardening gloves and slippers. And I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Those are like what you get free with points or something.
Right.
That's an awful gift. Awful gift.
Thank you,
like
Stephanie.
He's like $15 on eight. And those gardening gloves.
Dwayne.
Oh, this is a guy.
A guy.
Oh, okay.
In San Dimas. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good,
hey.
Thank you.
Good. So, you know, I was really excited, but I got my wife plenty of great gifts, and she ended up getting me a weight loss competition entry to at a kickboxing gym pretty much designed for women.
Okay, wait. So she got you a workout program at a gym designed for women.
Like Curves.
It's not Curves. It's like a kickboxing gym, but it's only women there. And it's really, it was an entry into a weight loss competition.
A weight loss competition? Did you do it together? That's romantic.
No, she wasn't even in it. It was just for me. I was like, oh,
Wayne.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Enjoy it. That's what. Just get out of here, fatty.
I love that so much. Happy Valentine's Day, fatty.
Yeah.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, Carol Q.
K-Rock. That woman enrolled him in a weight loss program, and then she didn't join him for Valentine's Day.
Wasn't nice.
That doesn't seem
not
good.
Great. Not great.
Stay away from all the gifts that we just talked about, including Jensen's. Who thinks it's a good thing to give a burial plot
next to each other? Two. It's a very sweet gift.
No.
And I'm going to end up getting it from my wife at some point, my wife. So I want it
but
to be sent
make
now.
It Valentine. Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Time for What's Happening. Here's Ali.
So I saw that there was a trailer for the new Pete Davidson Netflix stand-up comedy special entitled Pete Davidson, Alive from New York. See, he's on SNL, and it's live from New York.
Sure.
But he's
good start.
Alive.
We're off to a good start.
From New York. It's going to premiere globally on the streamer on February 25th. I am busy. I don't have time to watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I sent it to Omar and said, can you find something remotely amusing from this?
Mm-hmm.
And all I got back was, in all caps, wow. So I feel like maybe it's... Yeah, listen, that could go one of two ways. Omar could be so impressed by that.
Right, sure.
Or he could just be like, don't.
That's normally what he means.
He wrote, wow, and then said, you can decide if you want to play it.
Mm.
I haven't listened to it.
Okay.
I want it to be fresh.
Let's listen together.
For all of our ears, here is Pete Davidson with his comedy special, Alive from New York.
I have a lot of gay friends. I like my gay friends because I don't think there's like a more honest relationship between like a gay dude and a straight dude because there's just like nothing to gain, you know? So it's just pure honesty. But there's always one gay friend that I don't think is gay at all. Girls laugh. Every guy's like, yeah, Kyle. If that gay dude that'll like run up on your girlfriend and like squeeze her boobs and like slap her ass and be like, damn, girl, you look great.
That's from the trailer?
That's from the trailer where they usually put the best stuff to hook you to watch it.
That's because he's a douchebag.
I'm thinking Omar's wow was not, wow, this is great, can't wait till February 25th.
I think you're correct on that read.
Woo!
He's such a douche.
Woo!
I mean, it wasn't ideal.
Remember he was all mad about people videoing the shows?
Yeah, because he didn't want any of these jokes to leak.
Any of
or
those.
Or didn't want anyone to see
need
him.
That gold to get out.
This is something.
Please don't video this. It's very bad.
Guys.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And my day is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Last week I told you how fans were fuming after Showtime canceled Ray Donovan. Mm-hmm. After the season finale finished with the cliffhanger. There would be no more. How does it end? This is so awful. Well, there was a lady on the radio that said, and I quote, you haven't seen the last of Ray Donovan.
Right. You pulled out sunglasses for that.
I did.
You didn't have to pull down your sunglasses.
I said it every segment.
Mm-hmm. But you said it too often.
I did. Mm-hmm. It got to be very concerning. Yeah. Well, Liev Schreiber has hinted at possible news on Instagram saying, it seems like your voices have been heard.
Oh.
Too soon to say how or when, but with a little luck and your ongoing support, there will be more Ray Donovan. Which leads me to believe you have not seen the last of Ray Donovan.
Okay, yeah, right.
And you, I assume, are taking credit for this.
Full responsibility for this. Right. But a source has told Page Six there was an outpouring of support from fans that pummeled Showtime, who it seemed did not recognize the power of the fan base or social media. So could it be new episodes? Could it be like a one-hour movie type of thing? We don't know. But again,
No, your
glasses are up. We have not seen the last of Ray Donovan. We did it, you guys.
I mean, it's not a team win as much as it is.
I rallied the troops.
Okay.
And they came through. Troops are only as good as
their leader.
That's not what I meant to say, but wow, that sure was going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen.
Just take credit for it. It's cool.
I'm proud of all of us.
Okay.
It was a team effort because you haven't seen the...
Nope.
Hmm? Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I can't even do it now.
Yep, good.
Guys, Jeff Bezos has a lot of money.
Really?
He's currently the richest man in the world. This is billionaire Amazon CEO. He's found a new home to lay his head, a new cozy abode, if you will, for a paltry $165 million.
I don't know how a house could be worth that.
It makes no sense.
It must be a lot of land?
It's a 13,600 square foot Gregorian style mansion.
It's like 9 acres.
There are 3 hothouses.
What?
What's
a nursery, gardens, terraces. Here's the thing. 2 guest houses, a tennis court, swimming pool, and a 9-hole golf course.
Whoa.
It's a lot of house, a lot of land.
Where is it?
And 3 hot houses. Is that a greenhouse? Are we calling those?
I guess, yeah. It's in Beverly Hills?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Is it really?
It's David Geffen's Beverly Hills home, which was originally built for the late movie executive from Warner Brothers, the founder, Jack Warner, in the 1930s. It's a big house.
I mean, imagine finding that much land in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
How much is it? Did we say?
$165 million. Dollars.
That is so much money.
It's
still like not
bonkers.
Even a percent of his
No, it's nothing
earning.
For him.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's pocket change.
Yeah. As somebody had written, he could buy this house every day for 2 years. That's very concerning. Here's the part that just made me go, oh, suck it, realtors. This is awful. A private broker handled the deal. Nobody got the percentage.
Wow.
That's so mean. So you're just keeping your wealth away from realtors, too. Like, what is wrong with you,
Jeff
Bezos?
Always standing up for realtors.
Right?
I have for years.
My concern of his money is, he got a divorce, gave half of the money to his ex-wife, and was still the richest man in the world, and then she became the richest woman in the world, right?
Right, but then he also, something with stocks, I think this last week, made him something like $8 billion in the course of 10 minutes. It was some, like, insane, obscene amount of money that happened just with a release of some stocks.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
I wish I was him.
He looks just like Vin Diesel to me.
Imagine buying $100 million.
What?
Yes. You don't think Jeff Bezos and Vin Diesel
look
alike?
No, he's bald. He's white.
They have similar vibes.
Vin Diesel is not a white, bald man.
They don't have similar vibes at all.
They
just don't.
No.
Jeff Bezos is kind of buff.
Okay, he's buff, but he looks like he reads a lot.
I think that him and Vin Diesel look a lot alike.
He looks like Brad Meltzer more than Vin Diesel.
We're going to have to overrule you.
All right.
You really think he looks like Vin Diesel?
I do.
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, you have very different opinions of Vin Diesel.
Look, there are pictures of all of them online, like they have them next to each other.
Because they're all bald?
No, they also...
Because you put that in your search?
Listen, they also put The Rock in there, which I don't see. But, I mean, I guess he also looks like J.K. Simmons a bit.
You're just naming
bald
guys.
What, bald people? How does that work?
He also
looks like Mr. Clean.
Right, yeah, he does look like Mr. Clean.
The more I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He does.
Wow.
Anyway, Jeff Bezos.
$156 million.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just a little house, you guys. Hey, coming up, baby's on the way. I'm going to tell you who.
Okay.
It's a lady. Some birthdays for you. Oh, Jerry okay. Springer, Henry Rollins, and Peter Gabriel. And that's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
The other morning we were talking about getting in ridiculous fights. And we did not realize that Omar mm-hmm. on our staff has a story of getting in a ridiculous fight himself.
Yeah, it was a weird thing that happened to me. I was about 23 years old, and I ran across an ad where it said, sit through this timeshare presentation, and you will get 50% off your hotel stay, and you'll also get weekend cruise, $100 Visa gift card, wow. and some vouchers for like a buffet or something. So a 23-year-old who's going to Vegas, who's strapped for cash, this sounds amazing.
It sounds great.
And you only have to sit through an hour presentation.
Okay.
And I'm a very thrifty guy. So this sounds like, oh, it's it is not a
you
big
can take
deal.
Take advantage of this.
Absolutely. So I go to the hotel, they shuttle you over to the presentation, mm-hmm. and I immediately tell the representative, hey, I'm going to give you exactly an hour of my time because my girlfriend and I have a dinner reservation to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was super nice. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, no, we got it. We're all good. We're going to give you about a 45-minute presentation. We're going to show you the property, all the amenities, and then we're going to show you a little slideshow. And then we have – he was really up front. We're going to have a sales pitch for you at mm-hmm. the end. I was
okay.
like,
all right.
you got it. Let's get the show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful property, amenities, like just everything lavish, you know, tens. Then fast forward through 45 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's get the sales pitch going. Mm-hmm. He's just like, well, what do you think of it? You know, do you think it's a good idea? He started kind of giving me the rates. I was like, yeah, it sounds amazing. Absolutely. Like if I was into it, it would be, yeah, it would be kind of like, you know.
Did you at that point let him know that you weren't going to be able to do that?
I absolutely made it clear
okay.
that I was not in the market to purchase it at this time. I was very upfront with him.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll be right back. And he comes back. Now we're sitting at the desk, and he's doing the sales pitch, right?
Okay.
Crunching the numbers.
Right.
And
sounds like you're buying a car right now.
That's the exact feeling you get,
okay.
like you're buying a car. Very uneasy. You're very uncomfortable. And the first guy, there's that good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
So the first guy brings in a second person, a lady, and, you know, she's kind of like, you know, crunching the numbers, says, well, what if we do this for you? Or what if, you know, we finance it this way? You don't have to put any money down, and you could enjoy, you know, your vacation one time a year, and you could, you know, trade it with family and friends.
I imagine in your mind, you're thinking, I go to Vegas more than once a year.
Oh,
so I could probably use that.
Yeah, or you could pawn it off friends, and they could pay you.
That
to
sounds
me.
Like a blast.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything to get Vegas,
sure,
right?
Of course.
At that time.
Of course.
And in my head, I was like, no, I'm not going to do anything right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to purchase anything
and
right now.
And I'm sure this isn't a cheap endeavor.
No, I don't remember exactly what it is, but it was way out of my league.
For a 23-year-old, yeah.
Way out of your league.
It was way out of my league.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, and they gave me a couple of different options, and at that point, I'm starting to get a little frustrated. I'm like, I'm not in the market. I don't have any money.
I've been clear with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we're not asking for any money. 0%. You don't have to put anything down right now. I'm like, at this point, we have about 5 minutes left in the presentation.
Okay.
I'm like, you guys have 5 minutes.
You're looking at your watch.
So the lady's like, I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
And they, so they bring in their, like, closer guy.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
The
guy,
big gun.
Yeah, the guy who he just takes – he doesn't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So he sits down. He's like, hi, how are you doing? He's not even nice with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, very short. And so he was like – oh, I see they gave you the numbers. I'm like, yeah, they've been very clear, but I want to be very clear with you that at the end of this presentation, in about 4 minutes, I want to leave with my $100 Visa gift card that you guys promised me and the cruise and everything. He's like, sir, you will get that. I'm just going to run the numbers here, and I'm going to just make sure that, you know, you do this is not for you. So he's doing his thing, and he gets to a point, he's just like, he says something like, if you think this is a good idea, don't you think it would be a dumb decision not to do it? Exactly.
So he's
essentially calling me dumb.
If you don't do it, you're a dumb person.
Right.
Okay. So, well, so, I mean, it's kind of roundabout, but sure.
It is roundabout, yeah, okay. But right? Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, listen, man, you have about 2 minutes. Are you going to quit being a douchebag?
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, that's what you said specifically.
That's what I said specifically. Okay. I remember this because the word douchebag just, like...
Set him off.
Oh. He just
never
turned,
heard that before?
I have no idea. Huh. He turned red, and he just, like, started grabbing his paperwork. Like, he didn't know what to do with himself. He's like, oh, I'm not going to take... I'm like, I'm not going to take this. Give me one of my $100 Visa gift card.
Oh, no.
For some reason, I was fixated on getting that one. Yeah. I don't know why. I was very fixated
well,
on that.
Well, that's the reason you spent that hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of that.
I was like, give me my $100 gift card. And he's all like, oh, we're going to go out right now. I was like, okay, let's go. He's like, no, it's me and you, buddy, outside right now to fight me.
And I look at
my girlfriend. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I have no idea what's happening. So then.
That's his closing move.
Then,
he's going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
And then take your wallet.
So then the good cop had a delegate. Hey, whatever his name is. Bob. Hey, come here, Bob. I need to see you. And then he took him away. And then at this point, I'm like, what is happening? He's like, you better give me something more than just the $100
gift card.
Yeah.
So then I'm heated. And then the lady escorts me and my wife out. And those bastards, because of that altercation, they kept me about 10 minutes over.
Oh, sons of bitches!
10 minutes now it's not worth it.
And I missed the shuttle to go back to my hotel. I had to catch a cab.
Wait, but what did you end up with gift wise?
So gift wise, they promised they delivered on everything. Okay. They gave me the cruise, they gave me the vouchers and everything.
They gave you a fight. They didn't promise you.
No, but I got an excellent story to tell.
Obviously,
that's fantastic.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
Ali is here with one last look at what's happening.
Guys, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are expecting their first child together. That's it. It's the end of the story.
Okay.
Are they going to allow Diplo to be at the birth and
videotape it? I'm sure. Mm. I'm sure. I mean, people are losing their minds, though. I think my favorite tweet was, imagine a world where you're the child of those two. Like, calm down. People really love those two together, so
that
congratulations.
Sounds unnecessary.
Having a child?
Yeah, but at least them.
Okay. I feel like it's fine.
Why do you hate Joy?
Do you guys think, this is honest, do you guys think that people like every time two good-looking people have babies, are they always good-looking?
No.
Oh, sometimes I think that's the dream.
Sometimes they're
Billy Joel's kid.
I mean, Billy Joel's not
Kevin.
A super...
Kevin.
Come on, you know it.
Billy Joel's
Kevin.
Kid's not super... Wait, hold on. Billy Joel's not a model.
Right.
He was
that's
married to a model, but I'm saying, like, he just...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No, it would have to be two extremely good-looking. Like, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, if they had a kid, that should be a very good-looking kid, but sometimes...
Ooh. Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford have very good-looking kids.
They certainly do.
And they're both very good-looking.
Yeah. All right, let's just not name ugly children. I think it's best if we move on from this.
Kevin, do you have any other children you want to have?
Children you want to just talk about
no, I'm good.
But they are?
Any other uggos you want to scream out their names?
No, I probably shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Also, it's sad that nobody says butt anymore.
Oh,
remember,
that
like in
butt.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's butt. So butt. You're so butt.
We can bring it back.
Yeah, let's bring butt back.
All right.
Kevin, you were so butt talking about ugly kids.
I agree.
All right. Kevin. Guys, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have a lot of special things planned for you, the listener, including, can we just say it now?
Yeah,
you can. If you're a last-minute person, you cannot figure out what to get him, or you waited so long, you're screwed. We're going to write a song for your loved one.
I don't remember how this came about, but for some reason, we have confidence in ourselves that you will call. Uh-huh. And then we will write a song for you and your partner.
Live on the air.
Yes.
With just a couple facts.
And perform.
Yeah, you just have to tell us a couple things about your loved one.
Like, let's say they have beautiful hair and love kittens.
Then
we'll bring it down.
Yeah, we'll bring it to them.
It's going to be great.
And by great, we have no idea what it's going to be like.
It could be the biggest train wreck you've ever
heard
on radio, which I accept.
But we're going to give it a try.
Absolutely. We're here for you guys.
Right.
What we do.
It's a service we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking about Valentine's Day, what I'm going to be doing. It's no big deal. I just bought a really great blanket on the Amazon. Anyway, romantic
Valentine's
Day, you're going to need a sitter if you have a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had no idea the money you could make on Valentine's Day babysitting.
Oh, because they gouge pricing?
The babysitters are gouging you.
Sure.
You need that babysitter. But it's also a cost that a lot of people might not have factored into their night.
No.
Like, you've got to spend, you know, money on the dinner or whatever if you're getting maybe jewelry or flowers. A lot of people don't factor in the babysitter. But a website called care.com has crunched the numbers about how much you can expect to pay in different places.
For the record, care.com, very credible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Use it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Washington babysitters are pulling in the most, averaging $19.53 an hour.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day, you guys.
$20 an hour.
$20
That's
an
pretty
hour.
Good. Wait, Jensen, where are you looking like that?
20's about. What, for a good babysitter, not like, you know, the 16-year-old down the street. For someone who, like, knows CPR and knows all those things, $20
That's average?
Kind of average
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, 15, I guess you're right. You could get a 15. But, I mean, to be confident about your kid.
You don't want to cheap out on that.
But I do think if you have, like, an 8-year-old or 9-year-old where you're not as concerned, maybe that is a little higher.
Yeah. You can have a 14, 15-year-old in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
I was thinking, give
no,
me a call.
No, dude. Childcare is expensive. It's insane. Yeah.
Kids are stupid. making up the rest of the top five most expensive cities, this is shocking to me. Buffalo.
What?
$19.25 per hour, followed by San Francisco, San Jose, and New York City, all coming in around $19 an hour. But what is happening in Buffalo? That they're the second highest when it comes to what babysitters
are pulling
weird.
In.
Yeah, if you babysit for like 3 hours in Buffalo, your whole year is taken care of. It's so cheap there.
I don't think that's
Yeah, like you don't even have to work
really?
Anymore. Yeah.
All right. Other end of the spectrum, shockingly, Florida.
Right. Mm.
Jacksonville, Florida, earning the least with $14.36 per hour. And,
I don't think
and,
you want to pay the least.
I don't think you want to live in Florida.
In this particular case.
No. Coming in next, Las Vegas.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. These are sketchy people that they're getting on like Craigslist in Florida and
if
Vegas.
That,
yeah.
You're just walking to the strip and you're like, can you watch my kid?
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
here. Just stay here on the sidewalk.
Do that.
Be back in 3 hours.
A little concerning. Guys, this was shocking to me. So Lil Wayne has a new album out called Funeral, arrived last week.
Mm-hmm.
He has officially surpassed Elvis Presley for the second most top 40s charting releases.
Great album. Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
With his new album, the rapper now has 82 songs that have reached the upper end of the charts.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he has
82.
He
had
82.
A crazy run. He back in the day, he was like the only rapper hitting number one for a second.
And had no idea.
Yeah, he's big.
No
time.
Idea.
That
Coming
album's very good, by the way.
Number one. These are the artists with the most top 40 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Drake
yes.
with 100.
Wow,
and he's still on his run.
Yeah, he's still going. Followed by Lil Wayne, who just came in at number two with 82, because he just surpassed Elvis Presley, who had 81. Coming in fourth, Taylor Swift. Fifth, Elton John. Sixth, Kanye West. By the way, Kanye West with 56.
Who's no longer on his run.
No.
No, he stopped his run cold.
Number seven, Nicki Minaj, followed by Eminem. The cast of Glee.
Right.
Coming in at number
really?
Nine with 51.
But didn't they just do covers always?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 51 okay. of those covers made the top 40, apparently. followed by the Beatles. Guys, the Beatles are at number 10. The Glee cast beats them out.
I've always said the Glee cast are my Beatles. So.
You have.
You
yeah,
never
have.
Said that.
No, he said it on Tuesday.
Okay, I didn't hear it.
Jay-Z coming in at number 11 and followed by number 12, Rihanna. That is amazing to me. I had no idea.
Nope. Same.
No idea, you guys.
He's a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
Okay, thanks mm-hmm. for that. Guys, Gilmore Girls veteran Lauren Graham is set to star as the coach of a ragtag hockey team in the Disney Plus reboot of The Mighty Ducks.
What?
It has snagged a 10-episode straight-to-order series. Here's what the reboot is going to be about. It's set in present day in Minnesota, and the Mighty Ducks have evolved from those scrappy underdogs to an ultra-competitive powerhouse youth hockey team. But Gilmore Girls veteran Lauren Graham, her 12-year-old son, Evan, played by Brady Noon, is cut from the Mighty Ducks.
No!
Yes! Huh? So him and his mom, Alex, played by Lauren Graham, set out to build their own team of misfits to challenge the cutthroat culture of youth sports. It's like Mighty Ducks inception. Because the Mighty Ducks are now so good that they're the elite team, but now this is an offshoot team that she's creating, which will essentially be the original Mighty Ducks.
Why is this happening again?
Because Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Disney Plus. Straight to order series. 10 episodes. I mean, come on, guys.
All right.
I'm in.
I don't care.
Ray J, what do you care about?
We'll find out eventually, I guess.
Will we?
You got the mustard. I'm going to help you catch up.
Okay, sir. That's
good. Sad that happened.
Good to know. You guys, I'm pretty stoked on writing songs for people tomorrow.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to go.
It's not going to go.
We're not songwriters.
I mean, technically.
We're going to give it a try.
Technically, I am.
We could.
Technically, you are.
Yeah. Technically,
I. Actually, that's what
I was. I mean, I'm ready for songwriting. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Kevin.
What? Nope.
Let's just do one
till tomorrow.
Right now.
Not till tomorrow.
Just a little.
No.
Like, get people
not
prepared.
Till tomorrow.
No way. Don't show them the.
Don't be
the
ridiculous.
Goods.
What if I said?
Show them the goods.
All right. You want to wait?
Yeah. Let's wait.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. Peter Gabriel. Henry.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That woman enrolled him in a weight loss program, and then she didn't join him for Valentine's Day.
Wasn't nice.
That doesn't seem
not
good.
Great. Not great.
Stay away from all the gifts that we just talked about, including Jensen's, who thinks it's a good thing to give a burial plot.
Next to each other. Two. It's a very sweet gift.
No.
And I'm going to end up getting it from my wife at some point, my wife. So I want it
but
to be sent now.
Valentine. Okay.
I'm into it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Time for what's happening. Here's Ali.
So I saw that there was a trailer for the new Pete Davidson Netflix stand-up comedy special entitled Pete Davidson, Alive from New York. See, he's on SNL and it's live from New York.
Sure.
But it's,
good start.
Alive.
We're off to a good start.
From New York. It's going to premiere globally on the streamer on February 25th. I am busy. I don't have time to watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I sent it to Omar and said, can you find something remotely amusing from this?
Mm-hmm.
And all I got back was, in all caps, wow. So I feel like maybe it's... Listen, that could go one of two ways. Omar could be so impressed by that.
Right, sure.
Or he could just be like, don't.
That's normally what he means.
He wrote, wow, and then said, you can decide if you want to play it.
Mm.
I haven't listened to it.
Okay.
I want it to be fresh.
Let's listen together.
For all of our ears, here is Pete Davidson with his comedy special, Alive from New York.
I have a lot of gay friends. I like my gay friends because I don't think there's like a more honest relationship between like a gay dude and a straight dude because there's just like nothing to gain, you know? So it's just pure honesty. But there's always one gay friend that I don't think is gay at all. Girls laugh. Every guy's like, yeah, Kyle. If that gay dude that'll like run up on your girlfriend and like squeeze her boobs and like slap her ass and be like, damn, girl, you look great.
That's from the trailer?
That's from the trailer where they usually put the best stuff to hook you to watch it.
That's because he's a douchebag.
I'm thinking Omar's wow was not, wow, this is great, can't wait till February 25th.
I think you're correct on that read.
Woo!
He's such a douche.
Woo!
I mean, it wasn't ideal.
Remember he was all mad about people videoing the shows?
Yeah, because he didn't want any of these jokes to leave.
Any of
or
those.
Or he didn't want anyone to see
any of that gold to get out.
This is something.
Please don't video this. It's very bad.
Guys.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Mm-hmm.
And my day is ruined.
Mm-hmm. Last week I told you how fans were fuming after Showtime canceled Ray Donovan, after the season finale finished with the cliffhanger. There would be no more. How does it end? This is so awful. Well, there was a lady on the radio that said, and I quote, you haven't seen the last of Ray Donovan.
Right. You pulled out sunglasses for that.
I did.
You didn't have to pull down your sunglasses.
I said it every segment.
Mm-hmm. But you said it too often.
I did. Mm-hmm. It got to be very concerning. Yeah. Well, Liev Schreiber has hinted at possible news on Instagram saying, it seems like your voices have been heard.
Oh.
Too soon to say how or when, but with a little luck and your ongoing support, there will be more Ray Donovan. Which leads me to believe you have not seen the last of Ray Donovan.
Okay, yeah, right.
And you, I assume, are taking credit for this.
Full responsibility for this. Right. But a source has told Page Six there was an outpouring of support from fans that pummeled Showtime, who it seemed did not recognize the power of the fan base or social media. So could it be new episodes? Could it be like a one-hour movie type of thing? We don't know. But again,
we have not
seen the last of Ray Donovan. We did it, you guys.
I mean, it's not a team win as much as it is.
I rallied the troops.
Okay.
And they came through. Troops are only as good as
their leader.
That's not what I meant to say, but wow, that sure was where it was going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen.
Just take credit for it. It's cool.
I'm proud of all of us.
Okay.
It was a team effort because you haven't seen the...
Nope.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah, I can't even do it now.
Yep, good.
Guys, Jeff Bezos has a lot of money.
Really?
He's currently the richest man in the world. This is billionaire Amazon CEO. He's found a new home to lay his head, a new cozy abode, if you will, for a paltry $165 million.
I don't know how a house could be worth that.
It makes no sense.
It must be a lot of land?
It's a 13,600 square foot Gregorian style mansion.
It's like 9 acres.
There are 3 hothouses.
What?
What's
a nursery, gardens, terraces. Here's the thing. 2 guest houses, a tennis court, swimming pool, and a 9-hole golf course.
Whoa.
It's a lot of house, a lot of land.
Where is it?
And 3 hot houses. Is that a greenhouse? Are we calling those?
I guess, yeah. It's in Beverly Hills?
It's in Beverly Hills.
Is it really?
David Geffen's Beverly Hills home, which was originally built for the late movie executive from Warner Brothers, the founder, Jack Warner, in the 1930s. It's a big house.
I mean, imagine finding that much land in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, how much is it? Did we say?
$165 million. Dollars.
That is so much money.
It's
still like not
bonkers.
Even a percent of his
No, it's nothing
earning.
For him.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's pocket change.
Yeah. As somebody had written, he could buy this house every day for 2 years. That's very concerning. Here's the part that just made me go, oh, suck it, realtors. This is awful. A private broker handled the deal. Nobody got the percentage.
Wow.
That's so mean. So you're just keeping your wealth away from realtors, too. Like, what is wrong with you, Jeff
Bezos? Oh, Allie, always standing up for realtors.
Right?
I have for years.
My concern of his money is, he got a divorce, gave half of the money to his ex-wife, and was still the richest man in the world, and then she became the richest woman in the world, right?
Right, but then he also, something with stocks, I think this last week, made him something like $8 billion in the course of 10 minutes. It was some, like, insane, obscene amount of money that happened just with a release of some stocks.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
I wish I was him.
He looks just like Vin Diesel to me.
Imagine buying 100. What?
Yes. You don't think Jeff Bezos and Vin Diesel
look
like?
No, he's bald. He's white.
They have similar vibes.
Vin Diesel is not a white, bald man.
They don't have
like
similar vibes at all.
He looks alike.
No, they just don't.
No.
Jeff Bezos is kind of buff.
Okay, he's buff, but he looks like he reads a lot.
I think that him and Vin Diesel look a lot alike.
He looks like Brad Meltzer more than Vin Diesel.
We're going to have to overrule you.
All right.
You really think he looks like Vin Diesel?
I do.
Don't be ridiculous.
Okay, you have very different opinions of Vin Diesel.
Look, there are pictures of all of them online. Like, they have them next to each other.
Because they're all bald?
No, they also...
Because you put that in your search?
Listen, they also put The Rock in there, which I don't see. But, I mean, I guess he also looks like J.K. Simmons a bit.
You're just naming
bald
guys.
What, bald people? How does that work?
he also
looks like Mr. Clean.
Right, yeah, he does look like Mr. Clean.
The more I think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He does.
Wow.
Anyway, Jeff Bezos.
$156 million.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just a little house, you guys. Hey, coming up, baby's on the way. I'm going to tell you who.
Okay.
It's a lady. Some birthdays for you. Oh, Jerry okay. Springer, Henry Rollins, and Peter Gabriel. And that's what's happening.
Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
The other morning we were talking about getting in ridiculous fights. And we did not realize that Omar mm-hmm. on our staff has a story of getting in a ridiculous fight himself.
Yeah, it was a weird thing that happened to me. I was about 23 years old, and I ran across an ad where it said, sit through this timeshare presentation, and you will get 50% off your hotel stay, and you'll also get weekend cruise, $100 Visa gift card, mm-hmm. and some vouchers for like a buffet or something. So a 23-year-old who's going to Vegas, who's strapped for cash, this sounds amazing.
It's great.
And you only have to sit through an hour presentation.
Okay.
And I'm a very thrifty guy. So this sounds like, oh, it's it perfect. Is not a
you
big
can take
deal.
Advantage of this.
Absolutely. So I go to the hotel, they shuttle you over to the presentation, mm-hmm. and I immediately tell the representative, hey, I'm going to give you exactly an hour of my time because my girlfriend and I have a dinner reservation to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was super nice. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, no, we got it. We're all good. We're going to give you about a 45-minute presentation. We're going to show you the property, all the amenities, and then we're going to show you a little slideshow. And then we have, he was really up front. We're going to have a sales pitch for you at mm-hmm. the end. I was
okay.
like,
all right.
you got it. Let's get the show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful property, amenities, like just everything lavish, you know, tens. Then fast forward through 45 minutes, I'm like, all right, let's get the sales pitch going. Mm-hmm. He's just like, well, what do you think of it? You know, do you think it's a good idea? He started kind of giving me the rates. I was like, yeah, it sounds amazing. Absolutely. Like if I was into it, it would be, yeah, it would be kind of like, you know.
Did you at that point let him know that you weren't going to be able to do that?
I absolutely made it clear
okay.
that I was not in the market to purchase it at this time. I was very upfront with him.
Right.
So I said, okay, I'll be right back. And he comes back. Now we're sitting at the desk, and he's doing the sales pitch, right?
Okay.
Crunching the numbers.
Right.
And
sounds like you're buying a car right now.
That's the exact feeling you get,
okay.
like you're buying a car. Very uneasy. You're very uncomfortable. And the first guy, there's that good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very good cop, bad cop.
Mm-hmm.
So the first guy brings in a second person, a lady, and, you know, she's kind of like, you know, crunching the numbers, says, well, what if we do this for you? Or what if, you know, we finance it this way? You don't have to put any money down, and you could enjoy, you know, your vacation one time a year, and you could, you know, trade it with family and friends.
I imagine in your mind, you're thinking, I go to Vegas more than once a year.
Oh,
so I could probably use that.
Yeah, or you could pawn it off friends, and they could pay you.
That
to
sounds
me.
Like a blast.
Yeah. Well, you know, anything to get Vegas,
sure,
right?
Of course.
At that time.
Of course.
And in my head, I was like, no, I'm not going to do anything right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to purchase anything
and
right now.
And I'm sure this isn't a cheap endeavor.
No, I don't remember exactly what it is, but it was way out of my league.
For a 23-year-old, yeah.
Way out of your league.
It was way out of my league.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, and they gave me a couple of different options, and at that point, I'm starting to get a little frustrated. I'm like, I'm not in the market. I don't have any money.
I've been clear with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we're not asking for any money. 0%. You don't have to put anything down right now. I'm like, at this point, we have about 5 minutes left in the presentation.
Okay.
I'm like, you guys have 5 minutes.
You're looking at your watch.
So the lady's like, I'll be right back.
Oh, no.
And they, so they bring in their, like, closer guy.
Uh-oh.
Okay? The guy,
big gun.
Yeah, the guy who he doesn't take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
So he sits down. He's like, hi, how are you doing? He's not even nice with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, very short. And so he was like, I see they gave you the numbers. I'm like, yeah, they've been very clear, but I want to be very clear with you that at the end of this presentation, in about 4 minutes, I want to leave with my $100 Visa gift card that you guys promised me and the cruise and everything. He's like, sir, you will get that. I'm just going to run the numbers here, and I'm going to just make sure that, you know, this is not for you. So he's doing his thing, and he gets to a point. He's just like, he says something like, if you think this is a good idea, don't you think it would be a dumb decision not to do it? Exactly.
So
he's essentially
saying,
calling me dumb.
If you don't do it, you're a dumb person.
Right. Okay. So,
well,
so,
I mean, it's kind of roundabout, but sure.
It is roundabout, yeah. Okay. But right. Yeah.
So at that point, I'm like, listen, man, you have about 2 minutes. Are you going to quit being a douchebag?
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, that's what you said specifically.
That's what I said specifically. Okay. I remember this because the word douchebag just, like...
Set him off.
Oh. He just
You've never
turned,
heard that before?
I have no idea. Huh. He turned red, and he just, like, started grabbing his paperwork. Like, he didn't know what to do with himself. He's like, oh, I'm not going to take... I'm like, I'm not going to take this. Give me one of my $100 Visa gift card.
Oh, no.
For some reason, I was fixated on getting that one. Yeah. I don't know why. I was very fixated
well,
on
that's
that.
The reason you spent that hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
like,
of that.
I was like, give me my $100 gift card. And he's all like, oh, we're going to go out right now. I was like, okay, let's go. He's like, no, it's me and you, buddy, outside right
to
now
fight you?
To fight me.
The
and
salesman?
I look at my girlfriend. I'm like, what is happening? Like, I have no idea what's happening. So then.
That's his closing move.
Then,
he's going to punch you in the face.
Yeah. And then take your wallet.
So,
yeah. So then the good cop had a delegate. Hey, whatever his name is. Bobby. Come here, Bob. I need to see you. And then he took him away. And then at this point, I'm like, what is happening? He's like, you better give me some, you know, something more than just the $100
gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I'm heated. And then the lady escorts me and my wife out. And those bastards, because of that altercation, they kept me about 10 minutes over.
Oh, sons of bitches.
10 minutes, now it's not worth it.
And I missed the shuttle to go back to my hotel. I had to catch a cab.
Wait, but what did you end up with gift-wise?
So gift-wise, they promised, they delivered on everything.
Okay.
They gave me the cruise, they gave me the vouchers and everything.
They gave you a fight, they didn't promise you?
No, but I got an excellent story to tell, obviously. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen, LA and OC's alternative rock. K-Rock.
Ali is here with one last look at what's happening.
Guys, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas are expecting their first child together. That's it. It's the end of the story.
Okay.
Are they going to allow Diplo to be at the birth and
videotape it? I'm sure. Mm. I'm sure. I mean, people are losing their minds, though. I think my favorite tweet was, imagine a world where you're the child of those two. Like, calm down. People really love those two together, so
that
congratulations.
Sounds unnecessary.
Having a child?
Yeah, but at least them.
Okay. I feel like it's fine.
Why do you hate Joy?
Do you guys think, this is honest, do you guys think that people like every time two good-looking people have babies, are they always good-looking?
No.
Oh, sometimes I think that's the dream.
Sometimes they're
Billy Joel's kid.
I mean, Billy Joel's not
Kevin.
A super...
Come on, you know it.
Billy Joel's
Kevin.
Kid's not super... Wait, hold on. Billy Joel's not a model.
Right.
He was
that's
married to a model, but
right.
I'm saying, like, he just...
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
No, it'd
have to be two extremely
yeah.
good-looking. Like, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, if they had a kid,
sure.
that should be a very good-looking kid, but sometimes...
Ooh. Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford have very good-looking kids.
They certainly do.
And they're
do.
Both very good-looking.
Yeah. All right, let's just not name ugly children. I think it's best if we move on from this.
Kevin, do you have any other children you want to have?
Children you want to just talk about
no,
how
I'm good.
Butt they are?
Any other uggos you want to scream out their names?
No, I probably shouldn't have done that. Okay.
Also, it's sad that nobody says butt anymore.
Oh,
remember, like, in
butt.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's butt. So butt. You're so butt.
We can bring it back.
Yeah, let's bring butt back.
All right.
Kevin, you were so butt talking about ugly kids.
I agree.
All right. Kevin. Guys, tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We
what?
Have a lot of special things planned for you, the listener, including, can we just say it now?
Yeah,
like,
can.
If you're a last-minute person, you cannot figure out what to get him, or you waited so long, you're screwed. We're going to write a song for your loved one.
I don't remember how this came about, but
yeah.
for some reason, we have confidence in ourselves
we
that
do.
You will call, uh-huh. and then we will write a song for you and your partner.
Live on the
yeah.
air.
Yes.
With
live.
Just a couple
right.
facts.
And
yeah.
perform.
Yeah, you just have to tell us a couple things about your loved one.
Like, let's say they have beautiful hair and love kittens.
Then
right.
we'll
we're
bring
gonna
it
write
down,
a song.
Yeah. yeah, we'll bring it to them.
It's going to be great.
And by great, we have no idea what it's going to be like.
It could be the biggest train wreck you've ever
Correct.
Heard on radio, which I accept.
But we're going to give it a try.
Absolutely. We're here for you guys.
Right.
It's what we do.
It's the service we provide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking about Valentine's Day, what I'm going to be doing. It's no big deal. I just bought a really great blanket on the Amazon. Anyway, romantic
loser.
Valentine's Day, you're going to need a sitter if you have a kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had no idea the money you could make on Valentine's Day babysitting.
Oh, because they gouge pricing? The
babysitters are gouging you.
Sure.
You need that babysitter. But it's also a cost that a lot of people might not have factored into their night.
No.
Like, you've got to spend, you know, money on the dinner or whatever if you're getting maybe jewelry or flowers. A lot of people don't factor in the babysitter. But a website called care.com has crunched the numbers about how much you can expect to pay in different places.
For the record, care.com, very credible.
Yeah.
Yep.
All
right. Use it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Washington babysitters are pulling in the most, averaging $19.53 an hour.
Wow.
On Valentine's Day, you guys.
$20 an hour.
$20
That's
an
pretty
hour.
Good. Wait, Jensen, where are you looking
well,
like that?
$20's about. What, for a good babysitter, not like, you know, the 16-year-old down the street. For someone who, like, knows CPR and knows all those things, $20
that's average?
Kind of average
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, 15, I guess you're right. You could get a 15. But, I mean, to be confident about your kid.
You don't want to cheap out on that.
But I do think if you have, like, an 8-year-old or 9-year-old where you're not as concerned, maybe that is a little higher.
Yeah. You can have a 14, 15-year-old in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of money.
I was thinking, give
no,
me a call.
No, dude, childcare is expensive. It's insane. Yeah.
Kids are stupid. making up the rest of the top five most expensive cities, this is shocking to me. Buffalo.
What?
$19.25 per hour, followed by San Francisco, San Jose, and New York City, all coming in around $19 an hour. But what is happening in Buffalo? That they're the second highest when it comes to what babysitters
are
pulling
weird.
In.
Yeah, if you babysit for like 3 hours in Buffalo, your whole year is taken care of. It's so cheap there.
I don't think that's
yeah,
like
you don't even have to work really? Anymore. Yeah.
All right. Other end of the spectrum, shockingly, Florida.
Right. Mm.
Jacksonville, Florida, earning the least with $14.36 per hour. And
I don't think you want to pay the least.
I don't think you want to live in Florida.
In this particular case.
No. Coming in next, Las Vegas.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. These are sketchy people that they're getting on like Craigslist in Florida and
if
Vegas.
That,
yeah.
You're just walking to the strip and you're like, can you watch my kid?
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
here. Just stay here on the sidewalk.
Do that.
Be back in 3 hours.
A little concerning. Guys, this was shocking to me. So Lil Wayne has a new album out called Funeral, arrived last week.
Mm-hmm.
He has officially surpassed Elvis Presley for the second most top 40s charting releases.
Great album. Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
With his new album, the rapper now has 82 songs that have reached the upper end of the charts.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he has
82?
He
had
82?
A crazy run. Back in the day, he was like the only rapper hitting number one for a second.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's big.
No
time.
Idea.
That
Coming
album's very good, by the way.
Number one, these are the artists with the most top 40 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is Drake
yes.
with 100.
Wow.
And he's still on his run.
Yeah, he's still going. Followed by Lil Wayne, who just came in at number 2 with 82, because he just surpassed Elvis Presley, who had 81. Coming in 4th, Taylor Swift. 5th, Elton John. 6th, Kanye West. By the way, Kanye West with 56.
He was no longer on his run.
No.
No, he stopped his run cold.
Number 7, Nicki Minaj, followed by Eminem. The cast of Glee.
Right.
Coming in at number 9.
Really?
With 51.
But didn't they just do covers always?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 51 okay. of those covers made the top 40, apparently. followed by the Beatles. Guys, the Beatles are at number 10. The Glee cast beats them out.
I've always said the Glee cast are my Beatles. So.
You have.
You
yeah,
never
have.
Said that.
No, he said it on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Jay-Z coming in at number 11 and followed by number 12, Rihanna. That is amazing to me. I have no idea.
Nope. Same.
No idea, you guys.
He's a good guy, and this is a good shrimp.
Okay, thanks for that. Guys, Gilmore Girls veteran Lauren Graham is set to star as the coach of a ragtag hockey team in the Disney Plus reboot of The Mighty Ducks.
What?
It has snagged a 10-episode straight-to-order series. Here's what the reboot is going to be about. It's set in present day in Minnesota, and the Mighty Ducks have evolved from those scrappy underdogs to an ultra-competitive powerhouse youth hockey team. But Gilmore Girls veteran Lauren Graham, her 12-year-old son, Evan, played by Brady Noon, is cut from the Mighty Ducks.
No!
Yes! Huh? So him and his mom, Alex, played by Lauren Graham, set out to build their own team of misfits to challenge the cutthroat culture of youth sports. It's like Mighty Ducks inception. Because right. the Mighty Ducks are now so good that mm-hmm. they're the elite team, but now this is an offshoot team that she's creating, which will essentially be the original Mighty Ducks.
Why is this happening again?
Huh?
Because Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Disney Plus. Straight to order series. 10 episodes. I mean, come on, guys.
All right.
I'm in.
I don't care.
God, Ray J, what do Doesn't you care about?
We'll find out eventually, I guess.
Will we?
You got the mustard. I'm going to help you catch up.
Okay, sir. That's
good. Sad that happened.
Mm-hmm. Good to know. You guys, I'm pretty stoked on writing songs for people tomorrow.
It's going
to
be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how it's going to go.
It's not going to go.
We're great. Not songwriters.
I mean, technically.
We're going to give it a try.
Technically, write. I am.
We could.
No. Technically, you are.
Yeah. Technically,
I. Actually, that's right. what I
was. I mean, I'm one of for songwriting. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Let's let Kevin.
What? Nope.
Let's just do not one till
tomorrow.
Right now.
Not till tomorrow.
Just a little. No. Like, get people
not
prepared.
Till tomorrow.
No way. Don't show them the.
Don't be
the
ridiculous.
Goods.
What if I said?
Show them the goods.
All right. You want to wait?
Yeah. Let's
okay.
wait.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. Peter Gabriel, Henry Rollins, and Jerry Springer, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Ellie. On your drive home today, listen to Stryker & Klein's commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, Random Act of Helpfulness, and the SoCal Helpful Honda Dealers. Like Ellie mentioned, tomorrow we're going to be making up songs for you.
So you're in love with Jeff. That was my preview.
Is
that's
that
a pretty good preview.
I'm not listening now.
Also, it's Friday.
I hate it.
Emmy-winning songwriter.
It's Friday, so we have Rebecca Black coming in studio for real.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It's been Rebecca 9 Black. Years since the Friday video came out. She had a viral article hit the internet this week where she talks about the things she had to endure because of a video that was basically leaked without her power. It's a pretty intense story.
All right. Wow. Cheers with mugs.
So you're in love with Jeff.
End it, Kevin.
No. Just cheers with mugs. People are dumb. That's my jam, and keep it 100 because it's Friday. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Kevin in the morning. Kevin in the morning. Kevin in the morning.
With Ali and Jensen. K-Rock.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network. Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.